call the meeting to order. It's our regular session meeting, Tuesday, June 25th, 2019, which was moved from our regular day tomorrow to a regular session today for our monthly meeting. So with that, would everyone please stand for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Would the clerk call the roll? Here.
Here.
Commissioner O.
Here.
Commissioner Nicholson.
Present.
Thank you. That'll take us to our public comment period for today's meeting. Members of public wishing to address the Civil Service Commission on matters other than those scheduled below may do so when recognized by the President. Presentations are limited to 3 minutes per individual. Is there anyone here wishing to speak to the Commission at this time? All right, seeing none. We're going to consider our minutes from two meetings, May 6, 2019 and May 22, 2019. Are there any corrections or amendments to these minutes?
Well, I have nothing.
Ms. Nix? Mr. Nicholson?
No.
I did catch one mistake on a date, and that would be on May 22nd's minutes.
Okay.
And that would be, I circled it. Here we go. The bottom of 3B.02. And where it talks about the meetings where they were moved, the special meeting dates of July 23rd and 24th were also confirmed, and July 23rd was a Sunday, so that date should probably be changed to 24th and 5th there as well.
Okay.
So with the minutes as amended, is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion approved. All right, we're going to skip over the closed session at this point. We're going to go straight to reports. And I have nothing to report as Commission President, Commission Counsel, and Commission Outside Counsel.
Nothing to report, President Bergman.
And Commission Secretary.
There are some upcoming hearing dates that we'd like to confirm. I'd like to call Panel Smart and continue.
You know, he's the bad guy. So
he's smiling at me.
Does Frank pay you extra
good,
to take a little one every month?
He's,
yes.
He's the good bad guy.
Yeah. Give you a little cut. Yeah. Well, good morning. I'm Mark McKibben with HR. I wanted to confirm the upcoming dates on your calendar again. Just for July, we have the termination out of the district attorney's office for July 23rd and July 24th.
Yes.
And then moving on to August, there is a termination out of the sheriff's department, which we've scheduled for the 27th and 28th of August.
Yes.
So both of those are around, again, your regular meeting.
Okay.
Who's
going to terminate someone out of the jail or a deputy?
That's someone who worked in the jail.
Okay.
So we have a few grievances that are working through the process, but we're very hopeful that we're going to be able to get those worked out. They're around using eligible lists and also concerns about how someone's leave of absence was handled, those kinds of things. So we believe we can get those handled without an actual hearing before the commission. We do have one termination, though, that was going to be Skelly this week out of the social services office, and I expect that we would get an appeal on that one in the next 10 days or so. So I'm looking for a date for September. The termination that goes through will be effective the end of this week. So September, around your regular hearing date, would be about 3 months after the termination. So
the day before or after would be good. You're welcome to come in.
Okay.
Just a regular business meeting. Okay.
That is right, yeah. So that is the 25th. So as typical, we would go for the 24th or 26th.
All right, is there any preference? Mr. Seamus, let's ask you.
The 24th and 6th of September and 5th, 25th are all fine with me, either way.
All right, Erwin, Jeannie, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't know right now, but it looks good.
All right, so you want to go the Thursday or the Tuesday? Somebody call it.
Let's go to Tuesday.
Tuesday, so that would be the 24th and 25th.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 9/24, 9/25. Yes, Ms. Dix was asking about estimation of the time. I do not see a significant number of witnesses. So I think would work quite well in that timeframe.
Okay. So, being we're kind of tying up our regular meetings, is there anything that you can see that's coming from you folks as far as, you know, classifications or any other studies?
I'm not familiar off the top of my head what's coming.
Okay.
I believe there are the typical one or two. I didn't.
Yeah.
Nothing on the calendar that I've seen that's going to be a wholesale reorganization or something like that. So
okay.
The typical business, it appears to be, is what's
okay.
on that. But thank you. That's a very good point because we are relying upon that time
right.
for other things as well.
Thanks, as we are today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mark, on the grievances you've got?
Yes, sir.
I think you said grievances and a...
Yeah. There's five grievances, three people.
Okay.
So I
was thinking, and those are good candidates if they have to come to the commission to be filed on the briefs only, which is an option. And the earlier you suggest that in the process of the litigants, probably the more open they may be.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot, what did we do on that one case we did on the briefs? Was that a performance review appeal?
It was.
Okay. Yes.
So grievance would be, there could be a grievance that is very witness intensive where this would be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of them are not a bad idea. And to explain to you the process so you can download the litigants as kind of an intermediary thing, you get declarations of witnesses, so you don't lose witness testimony, you just do them in writing. You get to brief, you get to argue about the rules, and it's way more efficient, and I would argue the commission could get to it quicker at the next available regular meeting. We do a closed session, they have the briefs, so if they're gonna, and then the hammer, if they want a real hearing, October, November, December, they're gonna have to wait. So just to try to strategize with you and help you out and get the commission's input for how to beat these people into submission to settling, I guess.
Sure, no, I appreciate that. And each one of these is an interpretation of a rule for the most part. So we are hopeful that we'll get that through the grievance process. We're still in step two, I think, with most of these at this point in time where HR becomes a more active role. So we're pretty successful there, but absolutely, I believe that
you've done well over the past settling those, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Always done great. I'm available if you need help
sure.
for any of that, too.
Yeah.
Mom, I've got a question.
Thank you very much.
Have you set any dates or times yet for the negotiations with the union, the bargaining union?
So SLOSIA, the largest unit, is going on right now.
Okay.
The county did put contracts forward in the last month or so, I believe, for the DSA.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rita may recall.
Yeah,
I think it was
DSA,
the Deputy Sheriff's Association,
also,
which are the folks in the jail.
Yeah.
And then I think also with the peace officers that are on the street in the Sheriff's Department.
And what's our involvement?
SDSA.
Go ahead.
It's SDSA. It's Sworn Deputy Sheriff's
okay.
Association.
SDSA versus okay. the Deputy Sheriff's Association.
And will the commission still have any involvement with those like
no.
we have in the past? No?
Only rule changes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it?
That's
that
when you
had
exposure,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do we have any rule changes that we're going to be looking at? Or...
We have asked for one,
right.
and it's just been kind of held off. I think they're all kind of a little worried about involved in negotiation. But there is one thing, there's one item that we want to deal with.
All right. I do know as a group we have talked about that. I don't know that we've got the analysts around the table to talk about the rules at the same time. We do know that there's a deadline for September for those to be brought forward in your procedural guidelines is a typical time those come
okay.
forward. So keep those in mind, and I'll take back the as that is an action.
We'd like
item.
To see that move forward if
mm-hmm.
we could. I think you know which one we're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Anything further, Mark?
Nothing else.
All right. Is there anything
no.
else from HR?
No.
All right. So we're finished with item number five on today's agenda. You know, I'm going to call the closed session, which is item number four, closed session per government code 54957, hearing a deliberation regarding appeal A18-14. So with that, since Jenna, our counsel for the county, is in court this morning. She brought that to our attention yesterday afternoon before we closed at 5, and she was hoping to be here by about 9:15, 9:20. I suggested with our counsel if we could go, the commission could just go into closed session this morning before we proceeded into the hearing. So we're going to do that at this time.
Okay.
So we're going to go into closed session, executive session, just to discuss some of the issues coming up in the hearing today. So we're going to ask you to turn all the tape record off. And everybody, please be excused, and we'll let you know when we're ready to roll.
Correct.
Any other business? We're adjourned for today.